Hawaii has long been a place where people come to enjoy sun, sand, and surf, but is also a place of deep history, a place with a tie to World War II that will never be forgotten. We go to Pearl Harbor on this edition of The American Countryside. This naval base was well known long before the tragic events of December 7, 1941.
Pearl Harbor in the fall of 1941 was a bastion of American might. It was called by some the Gibraltar of the Pacific.
Daniel Martinez is the Chief National Park Service historian here at Pearl Harbor.
People believe that if we moved the force here, in particular the president at the time, that would show that America was determined that that would stop the Japanese aggression. It didn't, and in fact, the Japanese saw it as an aggressive move by us, and as a result, planned an attack to take out the Pacific Fleet.
Japanese commanders thought a heavy strike at Pearl Harbor would not bring an all-out war.
It was believed by Admiral Yamamoto, who is the architect of this plan, and he's the commander-in-chief of the Imperial Japanese Navy, that if they can take out the American fleet and sweep it off the map, that for the United States would be such a humiliating defeat, like the Russians that they had fought before in 1904, they would sue for peace.
Of course, the events of December 7th did not have that effect on the United States.
But they misunderstood the character of this nation, and probably nothing could anger it more than an attack suddenly and by surprise. And that's how it was delivered. When it was all over in 2 hours, 2,390 Americans, including 49 civilians, had lost their lives.
We'll have more from Pearl Harbor next time as we travel the countryside. In Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.